Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Dude, you're on something today. What are you doing?
Oh, that's beautiful. Lionel Richie.
What?
Talk about songs that put you to sleep.
That's the best. Are you kidding me?
You wouldn't go to sleep if they played this in the plane?
Hell no.
That's his making magic move right there.
Somebody's getting pregnant if you play this. Somebody is getting a baby. Yeah, this is panty dropping music. Are you kidding me? You don't go to sleep to this. You make babies to this.
I think you could fall asleep to this, Joel.
No, you have the sex to this.
I'm not a fan of that song, but as opposed to other Lionel Richie songs, but that's not a fall asleep song.
No.
That's a go kill your neighbor song.
What?
I would go bang my head against the wall.
Era Powell on Twitter said, "Who would be the worst plane concert?" And I thought about it. My first response was going to be Bobby McFerrin. Do you remember him? Yeah, the "Don't Worry, Be Happy" guy. God, I would want to throw him off the plane. But then, after much thought, he said Drake. Aaron Powell did, and I'm like, no, that'd be fine. Not Drake.
Marilyn Manson.
Nope. In a million years, you're never going to guess.
You're probably right.
Fat Boys. It's a plane. There's no room for their fat asses. You don't want the Fat Boys doing a concert on a plane. No way.
I used to be able, until I got into broadcasting, I used to be able to do a perfect Fat Boys imitation with all the beatbox. And then my voice, because of all the I can't do it anymore.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I really wanted to hear you attempt a beatbox. Come on. Just give me, drop four beats.
No, I have to check and see in a break if I can do it.
No, you got to do it live.
No, I don't.
I'll do it if you do it.
Look, Bill O'Reilly, go. I don't have to do it live.
Do it live! Go!
No, you go, Mr. DJ. There you go.
I brought it in for you. Now go.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Did you see him? He was going to do it.
I've done the beats before for you people.
No, I'm not going to do it.
I'm just talking about that. I can't do that anymore.
Oh,
I used to be able to do it.
That wasn't,
See, I can't. It sounds like an old man grasping for air.
Guys are Crystal Collins just sent a tweet that said, "Guys are tattooing hair into their bald heads." What?
You know what? It's an interesting concept, though.
No, it's not.
It's a hell of a lot better than having, like, a needle and thread stick follicles one by one through your scalp.
That's true. One of my old bosses, she had her lipstick tattooed under her lips and her eyeshadow tattooed. No, her eyeliner tattooed under her eyelids. I was like, yo, you're like 65 already. Isn't it a little late to be getting that stuff tattooed? Like, no one cares how you look anymore.
And
at 65, you don't need to try anymore because no one's checking you out. That's a fact. That's just a fact.
The other thing is, that's not the one where the tattoo, you want the tattoo literally artist to have a mistake.
Money. Yeah, no.
Oops. Ugh.
Yeah, like you literally wasted that money. And eyeliner, who cares? Like, I don't know.
No, not going to risk all that.
So who?
But I do see these yahoos that actually tattoo their scalp and think, as long as I grow my hair back, I'm going to be good. No one will know. And then they go bald. And then they look like a football helmet from like the GFL with like 16 logos all over their scalp.
Yeah.
There's a guy at the Starbucks I used to go to that had like the LA from LA Dodgers on the back of his head, like 6 inches, and then had like side logos.
Yeah.
And then had like in the front. And I'm just going, dude, you really thought you were never going to lose your hair, huh?
What if you went out and got what if somebody way back in the day got something like the Montreal Expos and now they don't even exist anymore? Now you just look weird. Now you got a logo of a team that doesn't exist.
But that's kind of a remembered team, at least in Canada.
Yeah, but still. Okay, what if you went out and got the, you know, I don't know. What was the, well, the Hartford Whalers? They don't exist anymore.
They were trying to bring them back, weren't they?
Were they? I don't know.
I'm not a big hockey guy. Evidently, neither is ESPN.
Francisco makes a good point. That was music. Music is music to go to bed to, not to go to sleep to. There is a difference. That's a damn good point, sir. Lionel Richie music is music to go to bed to, not to go to sleep to. See, yeah, the sexin'.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get that sex going.
What did you call it? Jammy jams?
Jammy jams.
That's a jammy jam?
Yeah, that's a jammy jam. That's right.
Nick pulled it out of nowhere, though.
Not really. We were talking about, like, songs that make you sleep.
Yeah.
Today, your voice is going to make us sleep. We were talking about in the break. Barry asked you a question about, like, making a shake.
Patrick said, worst playing concert, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Lynyrd Skynyrd, get them off the plane. But then AJ, he might have trumped the Fat Boys.
Yeah.
AJ said Insane Clown Posse, Juggalos on a plane.
That would be terrible.
Holy
honestly.
Crap. That would I'd just be terrible. I wouldn't want to see that not on a plane. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to see it on a plane. That would be pretty bad. But then I was thinking, like, what about like Twisted Sister or somebody weird like that that was just like screaming the whole time?
Like D. Snyder. Yeah, that's how I was trying to think. Yeah, like Mega Metal or
Gwar. Oh, crap. Gwar would be a horrible plane concert.
Or Wasp.
No.
We go back to Wasp.
No, Wasp would be all right, because then if you crash, you're all going to heaven, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Queen Latifah would be worse.
No.
No. Who you calling a bitch? That's a good song. She wouldn't be bad. Queen Latifah.
No.
I'd be all right with that. I think I'd have to go Fat Boys 1, Insane Clown Posse 2, Kenny G 3. Like, he'd still be in my top three, just because I wouldn't want to hear that.
There's a lot that I wouldn't want to hear. I think Marilyn Manson would be brutal.
Did you hear the rumor that he had his rib taken out?
Yes.
So that he could fillet himself?
Yep.
That was a rumor going around in middle school.
Yeah. It's so dumb, the stuff that you believe at first. And you're like, really? Can you do that? You know how many people went home and tried that and were like, well, if I just didn't have this rib. Like, no.
Tried what? To remove their rib?
No. Tried to orally please themselves.
Oh, okay.
To see if
that was
worked.
The term, like, Nick, that he used to try and let people know why he removed the rib.
Yeah, it's like, is that all that's been holding me back is a rib? Like, how many people tried that? You know some dudes.
You know some
life.
People absolutely are like,
you
dude, if he can do it,
like,
and
really?
He's the man, I'm doing that.
Don't lie, Nick. You would never leave the house if you could do that. You would never leave.
No, this answers the age-old question.
I was actually kind
of
convinced that he did do
why
that,
do
but
dogs
I could
lick
see him doing
because
that.
Because they can.
Yeah, you would never leave the house, though. Tell the truth.
I would never do something like that.
Your lips would be so chapped.
I'm telling you, Nick, you're on something today. Now Barry's gotten me. The conspiracy theory has me. Every reaction is like in slow motion.
Your
you're like,
chapstick bill would be outrageous.
That is such an exaggerated laugh.
It is not. Before it was. Now it's not. You talk about things you want to get playback. That would be the laugh.
This is ESPN radio. I need to be talking about sports.
Oh.
Yes, you're definitely high now. You're definitely high.
The American League Pitcher of the Month, Dallas
Keuchel.
Is this
your first time on the show? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm
Dallas Keuchel.
For the job.
You can go to hell for that. When have we ever... this should be about sports.
He gets so defensive every time we bring up sports. Like, I try to get him to... You know, I try to do a pre-show meeting today.
Oh, that was the...
I'm like, hey, what do you want to talk about the most? I'm like...
Not sports.
He gets all defensive.
I didn't get defensive.
Pop culture and penis. Barry's in.
Wait, what?
You are the one that references pop culture
no.
and penis.
No. Sometimes those topics come up.
Did you not
penis more
say
than pop
the yes?
No.
Did you not say the other day, I'm going to do my best to go a full week without talking about penis?
Yeah, because it comes up on this show naturally as we have a conversation. I meant us. I meant the show.
And when penis comes up naturally on a regular basis.
If we get an email and it has any type of penis topics, it's usually coming from your...
I don't send you penis emails.
Yeah.
Just because you want that doesn't
when we
mean
do
that
little shared document
doesn't mean it's a fact.
If it's like a, you know, who came up with the broken penis story? That was you.
The broken penis? You mean the broken dildo?
No, it was you. It was the broken penis, and it was you.
No.
Yes, you did. No. He's talking about earlier. There was
a broken penis story?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty important.
See?
I mean, someone breaks their penis. I think we need to share that with the people. Don't you guys? No? I didn't even know you could break it. What happened?
You didn't know we could break it, but you brought it. So there you have it.
People are saying, let's see. DJ Khaled, that would be one that you wouldn't want on a plane. Okay, I see where this is going. John Denver. What's the dude from La Bamba? Yeah, you definitely don't want those on a plane.
Oh, yeah, that's just dirty, nasty, and bad.
That's John Denver. That's hilarious, though. That's pretty good.
And then Stevie Ray Vaughan, but I think that was a helicopter.
Was it?
Yeah.
I see.
Okay.
Culture Club, Vanilla Ice. No, I wouldn't mind Vanilla Ice on a plane. It wouldn't be bad.
Really?
Yeah, because he's only going to be able to do one song. No one knows the others. He does one
song.
No,
he's
going to
probably
try
and do others.
If he does
that's the problem.
If
you
he does
know.
That go ninja, go crap,
yep.
I'm throwing him off the plane.
That was the jam.
No.
That's what we're coming back to.
Yeah, you're definitely
go ninja,
on crack.
Go ninja,
if
go.
You don't even know what the name of the song is. Look.
Well, I'll just YouTube. Go ninja, go.
But you said it was the jam. You don't even know what it is.
It doesn't mean it's not the jam just because I don't know the name of the track.
What is Lamb of God? Somebody said Lamb of God on a plane. I have no idea what that is.
No idea, but either. I'm sure someone's going to, in
I'm
the break, look it up.
It sounds satanic.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
El Jefe says Lil Jon.
Yeah, that would suck.
Okay.
That would kind of suck. Milli Vanilli. What? No, why are you guys hating on that? Look. Aha. Here's a text. Thank you, sir. Hell no. Joel talks about penis more than anyone I've ever heard. Yes.
Tell your friends to stop texting the show.
You are the one that always
that
makes
not
the penis
true.
References and different ways
no,
to say
you guys
great,
get mad because after the topic
the
comes
franks.
Up, I try and keep
no.
it, clean it up and keep it PG.
Absolutely
See,
not.
He always tries to defer and dump it on me. But Nick I verified that when they come from you,
I didn't make
they're
the
going to be...
I can show you that this is a guy that's been texting the show for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Right, and I'm sure I get attacked at every one of them. It's okay.
I've been doing good about not reading those,
appreciate
by the
that.
Way.
All right.
For all of us.
Since Nick is playing music that isn't Lionel, what is he doing in there? He's like swimming.
This
Did
is Vanilla
that?
Ice. The go. Yeah, what move was that,
can
Nick?
You see that? Can we see that again? Nick's on something. All right, we'll be back with much more of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I see you there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You guys are both, you talk about weird. You're verifying things in the hallway while Nick is having his fifth meal
because
he's higher than a kite. He's having his fifth meal before 2:20.
Well, it's because producer Tyler Scott said you can't say dildo on the air.
Oh, Nick.
And I said, yes, you can. You can say
did
dildo.
You see Nick's
it's
quick
fine.
Twitch, go get that button? Nope,
and
neither
so
did I.
And so then the foremost expert on it, Fred Fowler, shows up. So I asked Fred, can you say dildo on the air? He goes, yeah, you can. I asked Jong. Seems to be all right. So there. Now, if you can't, then this whole segment should be dumped.
It wasn't dumped this time. It wasn't
We're
dumped
going
last
with it.
Segment.
Yeah.
So.
You guys are always trying to get me in trouble. What are you?
I'm showing you Nick's reaction time to you saying that on the air.
Yeah, I've got to be careful because there's no way your high ass is going to be able to dump me in time. There's only an 8 second delay. It'll take you 15 seconds to recognize I've said something.
Test me.
And another.
Like right now, Barry, we're talking about songs and playing them. I would play the theme from Chariots of Fire to watch Nick just moving in the studio it's like. Dun, dun,
he's
dun,
like,
dun,
test
dun,
me.
It's just like slow motion and everything.
What cracks me up is that he said, test me like I won't do it. I did it on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. You did
what
do
makes
that.
You think I won't do it right now?
We're not on tape delay. Nick is going to respond.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Nick eventually will come up with words. He'll be able to, his fine motor skills will make his mouth move.
No.
Don't touch that. Do not touch that.
Barry.
What?
I told you, don't do that.
Oh, no. And then he's all slow motion to the dump button.
Yeah, as opposed, there he goes. Time you with the calendar.
Yeah, see you right.
In a bit. Good Lord.
What's wrong?
No, I was just thinking, that's you can do, it's not like you, when you did that voice, I was thinking, oh, yeah.
Don't.
Oh,
now he's going to have to find that one. He's like, I don't know what that is.
Now Nick's going to go, I'm going to Google. So Dallas Keuchel.
Yes.
Pitcher of the month for April in the American League. Your Strohs, the comeback kids, for the second straight night, come back and get that dub.
What I like about this is that, you know, we get to come in here and talk sports every day, but I still get to go home and be a fan.
Against your wishes.
Yeah, but I get to go home and be a fan, right? Like, when I'm at home, I'm not sports talk radio guy. I'm a fan of the Astros, and I'm watching it. And I woke up my sick wife screaming when Marwin Gonzalez hit that grand slam. I literally just started yelling, yes! And my wife, who's running like 101 fever, and she's been sick for a week. Yeah, and now I'm leaving her and going out of town for 5 days to do comedy.
On your part.
Yeah. Woke her up. But, dude, tell me you did. That was just insane.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. I'm giving. This is when Nick's quick twitch fibers were up to speed. But I was giving Nick hell at first for missing one hell of a basketball game. But then he said that he was actually watching the basketball game on his computer while he was at the baseball game. But then I gave him mad props because he actually, during the inning and the rally, started taping on the phone pitch by pitch and got from the press box a great view of Marwin's grand slam.
Nice.
Yeah.
See what happens when you don't do drugs?
I was on top of it.
Yeah. You can actually get some things accomplished.
And now you're making up for it today the worst way possible.
Yeah.
You're going the other way.
I'm on my feet, man. I'm light on my feet right now.
They put
you're floating.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you definitely...
You ain't got Red Bull, but you got wings.
But that was the second game in a row they put up five in an inning on the Rangers. They had seventh inning 2 nights ago, and then last night they put up five in the eighth.
Some numbers guy was tweeting that last night.
I don't know. Who was that? Was
I have
a
no
smart,
idea.
Sounds like a smart dude.
No, don't go that. Don't go overboard.
Sounds like a super
don't
smart guy.
It's just a Astros, guy with a lot of time on his hands.
Astros now have come back from being down five against three teams, all in their division, the
Oakland.
A's, the Mariners, and the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also come back from four against the Tampa Bay Rays. That's a team that you don't have to worry about. Last year, if they were down 5-0, you worried a little bit.
I was gonna say, that's the biggest difference between last year and this year. Yes, you're beating the Rangers early on, too. But the biggest difference is last year they'd have folded up their tents and gone home in those games.
And not only that, their bullpen would have let them down. Even if they clawed back to tie it up 5-5, chances were the bully was going to blow it.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, and then...
Although they did their best to screw it up after the rally. Oh,
Gregerson tried, didn't he?
Oh, man, a second time this year. And look, two times out of however many, you know, you still have a lot of confidence in Gregerson. But good Lord, when he goes bad, he goes steaming pile of crap in a hurry.
He was doing his best Mike Fiers impression.
You love that dude.
No, I don't. I said I cannot wait for Colin McHugh to get back so that Mike Fiers can be moved out of the rotation. I wouldn't even, I'm like, Mike Fiers is the guy on this team and on this staff. He's your down by 9 runs after the second inning guy. Like, you pull the starter, hey, Mike Fiers, go chew some innings up because we're not going to win this game. That's what Mike Fiers is. You know, he shouldn't be on a team contending for a World Series. He shouldn't be a starter. He's just, that's just me.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. He saves you a pitcher. Because he's not only the guy that starts the game and gets lit up. He's the guy that comes in after that and eats up innings. Because he comes in, like, last night he gives up the 4 bombs, and then they stick with him, and he settles down, and he gives you some innings. The last couple starts for him, he has the complete meltdown, but then he comes back. What was the start on the road where they got to him early, and I kept saying, get him out, get him out, get him out. And they left him alone, and then for the next five innings, he settled down, and you know his ERA looks terrible because he still gave them all up real quick. But then after that, he kind of settled down and ate up some innings for you.
Yeah, but is it that you leave him in because he settles down, or is it the fact that you're already down five runs, so what does it matter? This game is pretty much over.
And then they come back and win it.
Yeah, which, okay, that's great, but that's not happening every time Mike Fiers goes out and gives up five runs. You know what I mean?
It's almost
like, I'm not going to waste the bullpen being down by five, so you just stay out there, and if you lose, if you get the loss, then you did this to us.
I mean, that's the biggest thing, though, but I was saying that tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time, yeah, he's, you know, this is a guy that's, what, less than 2 years away from being the guy that threw a no-hitter here.
Well.
And now he's the guy that just doesn't seem like he can get – you just have no confidence when he's on the hill. And again, you have such a potent offensive lineup that even that is not going to deter them as they've made great comebacks in some of his starts, two to come to mind right away, that have allowed them still win games that might have been out of reach a year ago. But at the same time, I have no confidence in him. And we were talking about this in a break. Whether it is that McHugh's going to start throwing again this week and pick up a baseball again, or whatever else is out there, and whether options you have, move Devo into the starting lineup and worry about long relief with somebody else, I don't know what it is, but I don't think he makes it through the end of the season as your fifth starter.
I hope not. I mean,
I hope not either.
And I think when McHugh comes back, that's what's going to happen. His Fiers is going to be, you know, either long relief or maybe he needs to go down to AAA and work on some stuff. I don't know. Because you kind of already have a solid long relief guy.
And you and I talked about this. The other thing that bothers the hell out of me is you're not at your best. You're not throwing well. But every time Hinch comes out to get the ball, it's like a flashback to that meltdown he had a year or so ago where he just looks like he wants to go absolutely ballistic. It's like, dude, you're not doing your job. Don't be mad. They're trying to salvage the game.
And this isn't the first time he's put them in a 5-0 hole. That comeback, that 10-5 comeback against Seattle, he pitched that game. It was 5-0 after three innings.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, this is a dude who's putting you behind the eight ball.
He not only puts you behind the eight ball, but then he eats up innings to allow you time to get back, but you can't keep taking those chances.
No.
Because sooner or later, you play with fire, you're going to get burnt.
Yep.
Not play with fire. See what I did there?
Play
with fires, you get burnt. Look out.
You, fella, you.
Slow down, Nick. You're with us.
What?
And Jump Around by House of Pain came in because of?
Just random.
Exactly, just random.
Yeah. You're out there, dude. You really are.
Why? Because I'm playing Jump Around?
After Lionel Richie. No, you don't play this all the time, but that's okay.
I do.
All right.
Guys, don't fight in front of the kids.
Coming up next, Barry talks about penis. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So Dallas Keuchel, pitcher of the month, April. Astros 2-0 against the Rangers. Rockets and Spurs tonight from San Antonio trying to go 2-0 in the series. And Nene, 15 grand lighter in the wallet, but is not suspended for tonight's game.
And since the Astros won those first two, that makes it seven of the nine series they've played in, they've either split or won.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's the mark of a winning team. They need to keep that up. I would be all right with that. Did we hear about Lance McCullers? Has our fine producer, Nick Sciarra, has he found anything out about Lance?
Wait.
See, I just threw him.
Wait.
Yeah.
Who?
What?
He plays for the Astros, doesn't he?
When does
he?
The baseball season start, man? And we need to see if they've come down with any ruling on Lance McCullers throwing behind Napoli.
Okay.
I need to know that because I just found out. I didn't even know about the Nene until you said something earlier, which is good. I don't care about the 15K. I'm just glad he's not suspended.
Right.
That's the
good thing. Would have been a pretty chicken bleep move.
Yeah. To suspend him because I felt like he wasn't trying to choke the dude because I don't think Nene's a choker. I think he would have just punched him in the face.
The conspiracy theorist would have come out of the woodwork then going, the league wants a long series.
Yeah.
That's why they suspended Nene.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Get the Spurs back in it.
Yeah, I feel like Nene's more of a punch guy than a choke guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
there are guys, we've talked about Kevin Garnett and others that are fake tough, that like to bump their gums, but they don't want to throw down.
Yeah.
Nene is one of those guys that's never been questioned about if you want a guy that's going to give you a little dirty shot or throw down with you. Nene would throw dukes.
He's Brazilian, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so he knows jiu-jitsu, right? Let's just let that by default.
I don't know about that.
Like everyone from Brazil knows Brazilian jiu-jitsu, right?
I don't know, but he's got one name.
Well,
he came into the league as Nene Hilario.
Yes. You know what's weird is when I was looking up those numbers and statistics on age, they had a completely different name for him. It started with an M. His first name, let me find it. His first name started with an M, and then they said that his last name was Nene. And that struck me as very odd.
Because Nene Hilario was the first couple years in the league, and then he just dropped the last name. Correct.
Yeah, he was Nene Hilario at Denver, and then when he left there, he became Nene. Or maybe even while he was there. He became
it drives me crazy, the people in this league, in this town that cover sports, that call him Nay-Nay.
Here you go. Maybner? M-A-Y-B-Y-N-E-R is what they're saying his first name is. Maybner Nene.
With no Hilario?
No Hilario. M-A-Y. Yeah, look, right there. M-A-Y. Tell me if I'm pronouncing it right, because I'm probably not. I'm an idiot from Texas.
I mean, the only thing.
Maybner?
Maybner or Maybiner?
Yeah, Maybiner, Maybner, Maybiner, Nene.
Maybe later?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I've never heard that. I've never heard that, because you go back to the year he was drafted and everything else, and it was Nene Hilario.
Yeah, because I was looking when I was doing the number stuff. I was like, well, how old is he? And I couldn't find him. I was like, why is he not listed? Am I in the wrong year? Nope. That's so weird. Oh, yeah. His birth name was Maybner Rodney.
Hilario. No Nene or Hilario?
Maybner Rodney Hilario. He legally changed it to Nene in 2003. I'll be damned.
But illegally had Nene going for quite a while as his alias.
Yeah. Hey, Rodney. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I don't think would have either.
Well, there you go. You learn something new every day, don't you?
So... this shocking to you, Barry.
Okay.
Without you even turning in any way, shape, or form, I'm now going to go to the phone lines.
What?
Where?
I'm not looking.
Kurt they want to talk. This is a good thing. They want to talk about the Astros. Now, do you want to know who it is?
What's going on? Great show, man.
That is that Quentin?
Yep.
Yeah, Quentin.
What's up, Quentin? How's it going, man?
Hey, it's all about you, bub.
Oh, I wish it was.
Hey, just let you guys know, man, that was an awesome game last night. I was there. That granny that Marwin hit, it was phenomenal. The place erupted. It went insane.
Phenomenal, man. I love that word.
How drunk were you when that happened?
As a matter of fact, I had my kids with me, so I wasn't drinking at all. But there
good
was
for
two,
you.
Two jack donkeys right there sitting in front of us that were Ranger fans.
Hey. Nick is gonna have to get speedy.
And look at that. Maybe you're not high.
Although it was a bit of a running in sand for a minute, but I'm looking at Nick diving for the button.
Quentin, we love you, bro, and you're
can't
always welcome to call back, but not today because you cursed and you can't curse and you got dumped. And
I hope I got that.
You did. There was not 8 seconds. Did it feel like 8 seconds?
Do, do, do,
wait. Did it? Because I know sometimes I've had friends tell me I've never been high. I know sometimes time can seem like it takes forever. Did it seem like 8 seconds there, Nick?
It didn't seem like 8 seconds. I'm just saying it felt a bit delayed.
I'm pretty sure it felt like 8 seconds, Joel. No, you got it like within 2 seconds. Well, did it feel like eight? Because if it did, you're definitely high.
It didn't feel like 8 seconds. I'm just saying.
No, you got him. He said a hole. But you got the whole, you did it in time. So, yeah, good job on you, buddy. Sorry, Quentin. Yes, it was fun, and I'm sure that the Rangers fans were a-holes. Oh, Nick. Hey, Cody on Twitter said Nene's a childhood nickname. It means little boy or something like that. So there you go.
At least he lives up to the name, the rest
of the story.
And at least it fits.
Right? Because he's
a big dude.
Yeah, he is.
All right, so Rocket Spurs, both teams full strength. Timmy back at practice yesterday and having one-on-one sessions, both on the court and just breaking it down, talking to LaMarcus Aldridge, trying to resurrect him in the playoffs.
Isn't it a little late?
What?
Like, if you're bringing back, if you're bringing in Tim Duncan now, isn't it a little late to be doing that? Like, you've already gone through a season. He's been there. He is what he is for the rest of the year, right?
Well, you're not sure changing. He's helped throughout the season.
Yeah, he's been just at helping. Practice a lot during the year.
Okay.
In addition to what he's been doing.
But I thought you meant that they just brought him in for this only.
No, but he hadn't been. The big story on all the news channels was Timmy. Timmy is back to try. And they had him like leaning up against the wall having a one-on-one conversation with LaMarcus. And they were like, oh, maybe this means something. No, you know what? Look, it's the playoffs. You got to try whatever you can try. And maybe he can, you know, I don't know what you want to call it. Maybe he can do something to bring him back or get him back on track. But he's been awful.
Yeah. So. Would agree.
All right, right now I want to tell you about Gallery Furniture. Y'all know how I feel. Almost all the furniture in my house from Gallery Furniture. I'm a big fan of theirs because they provide quality furniture at a reasonable price, all American made, and great customer service after the sale. Three locations across the Houston area, Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, in the heart of the Galleria, Westheimer and Post Oak, and the mainstay, I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker, both ways. Max sits at the front desk of that store. He will make sure you're in the capable hands of one of his talented salespeople, and he will always make sure that he lives up to his word, which is you buy today, you get it tonight, and there's no back order slips when you shop at Gallery Furniture. They got Macapedic mattresses starting at $19.99, and right off the top, you get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card. And again, 2-for-1 recliners and solid wood, American-made living room and dining room furniture, all from Gallery Furniture. You can enhance your home with that solid wood dining room table and chairs. You can get some great leather seating or special order some upholstered furniture for your home theater or man cave. Get it all at Gallery Furniture. Buy today, get it tonight. Because as Mattress Mack says, and he makes sure he stands behind what he says, you buy today, you get it tonight, and Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Charlie Morton on the hill tonight for your Astros as they try to get one more win at least in this series to try and make sure they have another series win. They've won the first two of a 4-game spread here in Houston.
Correct.
So that's good.
Yeah.
James Harden on the hill for the Rockets tonight. Going up against a Kawhi Leonard.
Somebody texted from 281, and also Jong had mentioned this earlier when we were talking Astros, but they both said the same thing. Why not bring back Doug Fister? He hasn't signed with anyone yet. And my thought is that would be a clue, though, right? If no one has gone out and signed Doug Fister, to me that signals there's something wrong with him or no one thinks that dude can pitch anymore.
I got two tweets like that last night, too. So,
but I had said it earlier
about Fister.
Yeah, it's like, listen, if no one, and there are plenty of teams out there that need starting pitching help, especially at the back end of a rotation, 4 and 5, that could use somebody like Doug Fister that performed last year. I think we overblow it a little bit. He was about a 500 pitcher, but for a while, he carried this team.
The first half of the season, he carried this team
and was definitely the team ace, including Keuchel and McCullers and everybody else.
And I'm with you because I said before spring training, during spring training, and right up until they opened up the season, is Doug Fister available? Has he signed with anybody? But I'm with you now. Now that we're at this point in the season and no one has signed him or taken, maybe they have taken a look and we don't know, but for a guy that made it through another major league season last year and was a lot better than most teams' fifth starters, for sure, you would have thought that unless there's something wrong or something missing or he just lost that fire, he should be with somebody by now.
Yeah, but you know, I think also what you're looking at is the Texans are trying to get through that 5 spot. They're waiting on Colin McHugh to come back. I mean, not the Texans, the Astros. They're waiting on Colin McHugh to come back.
Did you go to Nick's studio during the break?
Yeah, I know. I had some of his brownie. But they're waiting on McHugh to come back, right? And then they can replace Fires with McHugh. But then I think they're also looking at, well, you know, Keuchel is that ace now. He's back to looking like the ace again. And as long as he stays healthy, all indications are he's going to be that guy. But do they go out and get a Gerrit Cole? Or do they got still, now that the bidding is for Quintana is going to be lower because he's struggling.
Yep.
You can get him for less than what you were asking, what the asking price was before. Maybe they still make that move because you definitely want a 1-2-3 punch in the playoffs that makes it difficult for a team in a seven game
series.
And
let me ask you this, because it's my belief, and maybe I shouldn't even try and lead you down the road. I'll just ask you.
Okay.
Is it not better, as said Astros fan that we all are, but is it not better to have a Devo in the bullpen that's so versatile to be the long relief or a spot out or do whatever he's been doing all the time, or for the people that are clamoring for him that say he should be that fifth starter? Because I think if he's your fifth starter, he's more valuable with all the options he gives you in the bullpen.
There's no doubt that he's of a rare breed. Right? Like, I mean, Andrew Miller is another guy that you look at and think, all right, there's a guy who can go in and give you two or three innings and shut somebody down. And if they need to bridge that gap to the eighth inning, you know, for three, he can do that. He can get you from the fifth to the eighth. And even longer. I mean, he can go four plus innings. Devo can. So yeah, there's definite value in that. If the starters are giving you that, giving you four plus innings themselves.
It's quality starts.
Yeah. Well, six is a quality start,
yeah,
right?
But
yeah, I know what you mean. Like getting in there and at least going five,
right?
Without putting you in a big hole. I definitely think his value is there, but you've got enough good arms in that bullpen. I mean, Hoyt is pitching his ass off. Mm-hmm. Will Harris is looking good. Even though Gregerson had a bad night, I mean, I still trust Gregerson as a setup guy, not as a closer, but as a setup guy. Then you got Giles. That's four guys right there that could get you through, you know, six, seven, eight, and nine. And if Devo could get you through five without giving up more than a run or two, which is how he pitches, I think I'd value that more every fifth day.
Really?
Until you get that help. Until McHugh comes back or you go out and you make a move for another one or two, then you can move Devo. Because remember, it is about the regular season. Where Devo is going to be valuable out of the pen is in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. But that's why I also think just to get ready for the playoffs, he should continue to have that role to make sure that your arm stays fresh enough to be able to bounce back, whether you throw 27 pitches or 17 or 10 or 47, right? And the other thing that kind of scares me, the same way we're talking about Pfister, but if anybody's relying on Colin McHugh, the scary thing to me is we've been dealing with this all through spring training and the start of the season, and I just can't count on him.
That is the scary part. I mean, and again, well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you know that bullpen, you know that you've got those four that I mentioned, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still think that the Astros also need to go out and get a left-handed specialist because Tony Sipp
is not that
guy anymore.
Nope.
So, but that's a whole other thing, and we'll talk about that as the trade deadline comes up. But I really do think that they need to replace Tony Sipp with someone much more reliable, a lefty out of the pen. But you look at Feliz, Hoyt, Harris, Gregerson, and Giles. I trust all those guys.
Yeah, I've been a big Feliz fan.
That's five innings right there, right? That's five innings that if they only go one.
Right, and Feliz is a guy who used to be a starter. So they
and
converted
he's a long
him,
relief.
And, yeah.
He's a middle relief guy.
Right.
So I think that this team is better off going out and not having these 2- and 3-game losing streaks if you run out Keiko McCullers. And then you have, you know, you right now you're running out Fires and
what's his name?
Musgrove.
Joe Musgrove. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would be fine with Davinsky in there right now. I really would. I would save him for the playoffs. I'd send him back to the bullpen. But as a spot starter right now, I'd be fine with that over Fires.
See, the big thing, Fires too, is your offense allows you a lot more wiggle room, too, because unlike years past, this team is capable at any time of just, like you said, you know, two nights in a row putting up a five spot. You know, if you really want to get down to it,
yeah,
that allows you more options because you don't have to keep it a one-run game and try and manufacture something or get a couple of hot bats, luckily, you know, to go back-to-back.
And Morton is lost in all this, and he's pitching well. So, I mean, you've got those guys, you know, with – I trust that rotation of Keiko, McCullers, Morton, and Musgrove right now to be able to be effective. Not great. I mean, they're not the best rotation in the league.
Look, Musgrove, he's had his ups and downs, too, already.
But if you add Davinsky to that mix and take Fires out, I think that's a much better rotation. And you're still pretty deep in that bullpen. So, And don't forget, you've still got Francis Martis. You could bring that dude up, give him a couple of spot starts as well, or maybe put him in middle relief and long relief and see how he does. So you've got that option as well as going out and getting some like a Garrett Cole or Jose Quintana or somebody like that. Because I don't think the Pirates are going to be it, I'll be honest with you. I think Garrett Cole is going to be on the market, and I think you could get him for relatively cheap, all things considered.
And I think when push comes to shove, if they can save money and still get a guy that they rely on, that's the way they're going to go.
Think about it. Would you rather have a one, a two, I mean, a definitive one, two, three, four, and five, right? Mm-hmm. So you're saying, okay, this guy's an ace. That would be Keuchel. This guy's the number two. That would be McCullers. You know, McHugh or Morton, pick one as your three. The other one would be your four, and then Musgrove as a five, right? So let's just say that. Would you rather have that, or would you have rather have like a one, two twos, and a three, and a four? I mean, obviously you would. Even if you added Garrett Cole for cheaper, and he's not a bona fide stud ace like a Chris Sale, as long as Keuchel remains that guy, you can add a two and be all right. You can add another number two or three out of that rotation. So that and all of that is predicated on Keuchel, the way he's
performed. I was going to say, that's the biggest thing, is that he continues to be either Dallas Keuchel of this year or 2 years ago and not reverts back to last season. Because then you really got to reshuffle the deck.
Yep.
And that's where you could really have problems. And the other thing that continues to be amazing to me, and maybe it is just taking a year off, but Charlie Morton's velocity is crazy.
Isn't it weird he's hitting 96?
I was going to say, every start, he adds a couple more miles an hour. And I guess,
unbelievable.
Like I said, he took a full year off, and all of a sudden the guy that they were saying, oh, he'll be 90, 91, and he's popping 96 on the gun consistently.
Oh, I don't understand. Whoever is getting that out of him, it's crazy. But Davinsky looks like his velocity is up this year too. So I don't know what that coaching staff is doing, but keep doing it. Because, boy, last year it was disgusting to see all the soft-tossing pitchers that were in up and down this Astros, you know, bullpen.
With McHugh and Keuchel of last year and all those guys. It was just like, wow. I mean, you could time, seriously, you're not timing it even with a stopwatch. It's just like, seriously, man, you're major league pitching.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and I will, and also kudos to Root Sports, by the way. I love when they do the super slow-mo and they show the fingers and the positioning on the circle change and all the different pitches. Like Davinsky's circle change, when you realize where he has that thing and the fact that he literally has that circle on the side, it's pretty badass when they get some of those camera angles.
I know. They do a good job of it. I dig it.
That's why we also have Jeff Blum on here. Right now, I want to tell you guys about Window World. It is a great, great, great company here in the Houston area if you're looking to try and save money on your energy bills and upgrade your windows. Window World of Houston always provides premium quality replacement windows at a great price, and their energy-saving windows are made right here in America, and they all carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World makes sure that they come to you with no hassling, no pestering. They come in with a great opportunity where it costs you absolutely nothing, so why not take the chance? What I'm talking about is a free written estimate. All you do is pick up the phone and call 713-439-1172 or get onto windowworldhouston.com. Give them all your information. Tell them that you'd like to just get a free written estimate. They come to you. They look at your house. They check out your windows. They tell you where you can upgrade and or add and save money in the process, and then it's all on you. If you want them to do it, call them back. Make sure you get back in touch with them. They'll come out and do quality work at a very fair price, and it will last. Or you can say, hey, you know what? I thought about it. I can't afford it right now, or I'm just not into it. I'm not going to do it. And that's it. They're not going to pester you. They're not going to keep coming back at you because they believe in their product 150%. And they know that if you do choose them, you are making the right choice to replace your windows and save money on your energy bill. So again, 713-439-1172, windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.